Oh, say, can you see? Those immortal words from Francis Scott Key sound at the start of every military exercise, major sports event, and state function from sea to shining sea. And so I suppose, like anything else that suffers from overexposure, they are words we all know, but few of us actually hear. The Star-Spangled Banner is a curious song, written almost entirely out of questions, played by military bands and sung by soaring sopranos. It conveys a confident triumphalism that has little relation to the origins of the lyrics. It was 1814, and Washington had just been burned by the British. Key was imprisoned on a ship, watching the battle for Baltimore from the harbor, when the vivid images of that terrifying night and the following day compelled him to compose the poem that would become our national anthem. For Key, the questions were existential. Were we going to make it? Were we going to still be there in the morning? Today, the cartoonish nationalistic worship of ourselves as the worthy inheritors of the land of the free and the home of the brave tells me we might know the song, but we never actually hear it. How else on this Independence Day weekend could one possibly explain the unrelenting attack on voting rights in this country, undermining the franchise that so many fought, bled, and died for? Oh, say, can you see that? How else on July the 4th, 2021, could one possibly justify refusing to even hold a hearing about the closest we've come in almost three centuries to losing our Capitol building and the very lives of elected federal officials while they perform a core duty of their office ensuring the peaceful transfer of power? Oh, say, what about that? Can you see it? How else, when all of humanity has just endured and still endures a deadly global pandemic that has robbed millions of their lives and millions more of beloved parents, grandparents, spouses, siblings, children, friends, neighbors, mentors, heroes, healers, could one possibly make sense of us pulling ever further apart rather than coming together with empathy and simple, once common human decency? Oh, say, why can't we see even that? I don't think any person has the capacity to grasp the immensity of all human suffering. That's why Americans have been able to live comfortably for generations, representing a tiny fraction of Earth's population while consuming a far higher percentage of its resources, all the while aware of millions starving around the globe, yet being themselves able to sleep soundly at night in air-conditioned comfort while a timer silently clicks on the automated lawn sprinkler system. That kind of skill at denial sounds ugly, but it's a pretty universal truth for wealthy countries in the modern world. But now, perhaps inevitably, we seem capable as never before to compartmentalize our own realities separately from those of our immediate neighbors, from people who differ from us by only a few or only one characteristic. Everyone except those who are just like me fall into the threatening category of them. And I cannot see how that is in any way sustainable. I don't have the answers. But I've lived long enough to know that no problem can be solved without first acknowledging it. And so first, we have to look bravely and honestly and directly at what we have become, and maybe ask each other, oh, say, can you see? Francis Scott Key finished the Star-Spangled Banner the morning after that fearsome battle for Baltimore. He saw the flag waving triumphantly over the city. He knew there was genuine reason for hope. Friends, we're not in that morning. We are still deep in the night. The acrid smoke of hate and bigotry and supremacy choking our lungs and irritating our eyes. The natural reflex is to close them, to look away, because it hurts to look. But if we don't look, the tragic answer to Key's question will simply be no. No. We can't see. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift as we celebrate 15 years of continuous broadcasting. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I would ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week, one person for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.